can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Schiemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Schiemann and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN, the Monkees. Young Peter is not so young anymore.
Peter Tonk, what, 76,
77? 77, passed away.
Right today.
The bassist. Did I say that right?
Yes.
For some reason I have a problem with that. I don't know what's a mental block. Bassist, fishing, guitar. I don't know what the problem is. But I did watch The Monkees, as did you. Chris has no idea what we're talking about. The show actually aired, I think, from 66 to 68 and then did reruns for, like, our entire childhood.
Yeah, I just never was a fan of the show. Music, yeah. Some of it.
Well, I always liked it when they finally got to the singing part. But then, every once in a while, when it was like a slow song, I didn't care for it. I didn't like slow songs when I was a kid. I like upbeat toe tappers.
Not a ballad guy, huh?
Not back then, no. Not at all.
But, no, that says a lot about you.
Does it? Well, what does it say that I'm okay with them now, I guess. Sort
You're
of.
A Partridge Family guy or Brady Bunch guy? Or both?
Both.
I wasn't a Partridge Family
Same
guy.
Thing with the Partridge Family. Oh, I like the upbeat stuff. Susan Day, solid. I like it. But I watched all that. So basically, Monkees, Banana Splits, Partridge Family.
Brady Bunch.
I mean, there's a two-hour block.
Gilligan's Island.
Maybe throwing a Gilligan's Island, the Three Stooges, and a Lost in Space. Now you got a nice three-hour block going.
I feel so bad for you guys.
Wasn't bad. But that's
the
when
TV
we, but
that
we were outside. We were outside most of the time. Those are like for rainy afternoons, you'd come home.
Not me. I watched those when I got home at 2:30, 3 o'clock.
And you then went outside?
I went outside later.
The lineup my generation had blows that out of the
nothing
water.
Nothing blows away Brady Bunch, Gilligan's Island, back to back.
Not even close.
No, it isn't even
really
close.
Not close.
All right, give me your random day after school if you're not outside. What
are you watching? You hit a little Boy Meets World, which they've remade into a different series on Netflix. Okay, neither was the Brady Bunch.
Neither was ours.
That's true. You're right. That's true.
Peter.
Touche.
Don't forget Underdog.
That's true. Underdog. I hated Underdog was split into four parts.
Yeah. You want me to go cartoons?
No. Go ahead again. You do your after-school routine, and we'll compare errors. Now, keep in mind, you had way more channels than we had.
Were you a Disney? Were you a Nickelodeon? Were you a Cartoon Network guy? I was more Nickelodeon and Disney Channel than Cartoon Network. Right. SpongeBob, fantastic.
You didn't watch SpongeBob when you were growing up.
I was too old.
I was watching with my kids.
Well, no, but I'm talking about
I was watching with my kids. Chris was just coming out of that phase.
Yeah. But no, I'm talking about. But
Rugrats is an all-time.
I never got into those.
All-time cartoon growing up. Yep. Rugrats, you put up there right at the top of the power rankings. There was Hey Arnold, which was a fine show.
Did you watch Hannah Montana?
Again, that came after me.
What about Power Rangers?
I was a big Power Ranger fan. When they came out with the white Power Ranger
had
all of these special powers, are you kidding me?
How about Barney? I never had to do Barney.
Big Barney fan as well. Now, we're going really early in the catalog to go back to Barney.
Yeah,
see,
Barney.
That's like our Sesame Street / Mr. Rogers. I didn't really care for Mr. Rogers.
I watched it, though.
I watched Sesame Street.
Right into Mr. Rogers was back to back.
I'm talking 6, 7 years old.
Now we're going way back.
Yeah.
Exactly. To go back to the Disney, even Stevens, where Shia LaBeouf got his start, that was a great show.
Now you're talking Saturday morning. Now it's a hole in the ballgame. Now you're talking Super Friends at 8 o'clock.
Oh, Bugs, Dopey, thank you. Bugs, the Munsters. Bugs. Yeah, watch the Munsters. Yeah,
never really get into that show either.
I watched
Doug. I remember the movie Munsters Go Home. That was on every year. Always watched it.
Doug was a great show. Doug was fantastic.
Doug?
You remember Doug?
I remember
Doug.
Oh, Doug.
Just some random guy named Doug?
Yeah, and he was a superhero. They wore a belt around it like as a headband.
Was that like Vision when he was a kid?
No. Vision was never a kid.
Vision has kind of a headband thing, stone
thing.
Didn't
get any better than Super Friends followed by Bugs Bunny Hour, whatever it was called. Just fantastic stuff. Hmm. Maybe a little Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo. That was more of a Saturday morning.
Shazam,
though.
Isis, Superpower Hour. Oh,
love Shazam.
Did you say Isis?
She
how do you
was
spell
hot.
It?
I-S-I-S. Not
like the terrorist group.
Greek god. Is. goddess, of actually a gypsy
did
goddess.
Did she kidnap people and cut their heads off with ISIS?
No. You never heard
Rocket
of the goddess
Power.
ISIS?
What a great show Rocket Power was. Ed, and Eddie?
We are all over the map.
You never watched the Shazam Superpower Hour with ISIS?
Shazam, yes. ISIS, no.
They used to be back-to-back, sometimes we're in the same episode.
I moved on. It's probably time for dinner by the time ISIS came on.
No, this is early in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, she was Andrea, I think her name was Andrea Thompson in real, not Andrea Thompson.
We used to watch the cartoons on CBS because we get the CBS news break at the top of the hour.
Look up ISIS.
I'm not Googling ISIS.
No, just... It's the TV show. Look at her. She was hot.
FBI will be in here.
Look at her. Look at her outfit. She was
2 minutes.
She was an architect. She taught at a school, and she found the amulet, and she became ISIS when she wanted to, and she could.
Is it?
She was a superhero.
ISIS.
I want nothing to do with your ISIS cartoon.
You're out of your mind.
No.
Anybody who watched Shazam.
I'm trying to keep my mind attached to my head. Thank you very much.
ISIS. Watched ISIS growing up.
Yeah, it was popular.
You also the fan of the Taliban? I mean,
it's not again. Once again, your history lack of astonishes me.
How do you figure?
It's a real person. It was an Egyptian. If you ever study anything outside the United States,
uh-huh.
She was an Egyptian goddess. Like
she was
hot. You know what Tutankhamun
really?
Is?
Yeah.
I told you. You know what Tutankhamun is, right?
King Tut.
Yeah. Okay, so you know that ISIS was a Greek god. I think. Her
an
father
Egyptian.
Was an Egyptian goddess, and her father's name, if I'm not mistaken, was sounds like Chepachetit or something like that. I forget. Did a whole paper on it.
All right, I'm Googling ISIS goddess. I don't. I guess Chris said it looks. This is not working out for me.
Look at this picture right here.
All right, stand by. Hold on. What we got?
That's her.
All right, she's very lovely.
She is lovely.
She needs a new name.
It's unbelievable.
The biggest terrorist group in the world.
It has nothing to do with that.
Former terrorist group in the world.
No, this is way before that. Way before that.
She's a dime.
She's awesome.
A dime? I haven't heard that phrase.
What's her name? Her name's Andrew.
How much is a dime?
10.
Boom.
Good
there
job,
you go.
Chris.
Look at that.
Good job. Let's go to the phones. Between ISIS and Duke, North Carolina, we got a lot to talk about.
I'll show you the opener.
I can't get over it.
I told you.
I never thought I'd write ISIS in our comment section.
I never did either.
She's an Egyptian goddess. She could run like a gazelle. She could fly. She could command the elements. Very much like Thor.
Command me.
She could very much like Thor in a lot of ways.
239-337 ESPN. Yeah. Chris in the Cape wants to talk basketball. Then we'll get to Sean in a moment. Chris, welcome. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Okay, so yesterday you guys said that, or Chris said that Duke was a lock at the number one seed, probably, as one of the 1-4s.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay,
yeah.
Before a Zion injury, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Last night's loss, and the unknown was Zion.
Right.
Do you think Duke is still a lock?
No.
At number one.
No.
And
then with Nevada losing last night, that shakes up things in the West.
Yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
that they're going to win against Syracuse this weekend. I don't know. I'm like Mike Krzyzewski. I have to wait and see what they come up with.
Yeah. But you're the Michigan guy, right, Sean? Chris?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, no, they have a great shot. I mean, I thought they had a great shot anyway because there's so much basketball left to be played. So.
Well, my thing was yesterday, as my second part of the question that I never got to was.
Oh, right.
When you guys said that. Chris kind of piped up and said we might need help if we win out the rest of the season. With this loss yesterday, all that is solidify North Carolina's resume. And we beat North Carolina this year. And we beat, I mean, we'll want to end the season, you know, being a top 10 Michigan State team twice.
I think Chris is, I think you're making a case for Michigan. I
no, there's no question. And depending on how they do in the Big Ten tournament, I mean,
and I said,
have a great shot.
After your phone call yesterday, I think I told these guys, I said, look,
the worst thing would be is a two.
We were deciding whether the Big Ten champion or the SEC champion gets. I said the selection committee usually is pretty favorable to the Big Ten champion getting a number one seed historically. Mm-hmm. So,
I think this year they're going to historically take care of the Big Ten. There's 10 teams at least going in. 8 to 10.
Ooh,
I'll say 8 to 10.
I'll give you a big difference between 8 and 10.
I'll give you 8.
You actually might be right, Chris, only because the bubble teams this year, as that we talked with Joseph Nardone yesterday,
right.
Well, they were in until they lost the other night, believe it or not. As badly as they played, they were still one of the four teams in.
I don't even want Indiana to get in, and that's my alma mater, because I don't want to waste my time with a one-and-done weekend. You know, I don't want to be out Thursday afternoon at noon. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the phone call. Good luck to Michigan, man. Big game against Michigan State on Sunday.
Well, and in my defense yesterday, I said Michigan doesn't control their own destiny. Zion hurting his knee proves my point. Okay, you couldn't control that, Michigan, but now you're in a position where you are ranked 7. Like, pump the brakes real quick. Gonzaga's still out there, still fighting for a one seed out west. Like I said, you have Carolina thrown into the mix, and I get it. Michigan beat Carolina, but you can't play that game.
Yeah.
You can't play that game because I can come here and say, well, Carolina beat Gonzaga.
Right.
How about that?
Right.
It's never going to work out perfectly like that. Michigan's right up there.
Let's go back to the phone. Sean in Port Charlotte wants to talk ISIS, the goddess, not the terrorist group. I have to do a disclaimer every time I talk about this. Sean, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Sean. Guys. All right, I'm glad he brought up ISIS. I got to tell you, because I was young at that age, too, watching that show, and all my friends, and I'm going to tell you right now, it was no contest. She blew Linda Carter's doors off. She was way hotter than her.
I'll tell you I'll grant you this. I thought they're both beautiful in their own way. I thought the Wonder Woman show with Linda Carter was really, really cheesy. ISIS, because I love Shazam and ISIS, I thought I had a little more respect for the show. But the Linda Carter, the Wonder Woman show that Linda Carter was in, I don't know, man. That's tough, Sean. Who's a better looking woman?
Longer. You're right. It was more popular and went longer. But, I mean, you can even go look up. There were some pictures of them back when they were both popular, when their shows were going, where they were both together at some event.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even close, man, especially in the face. She's got that some kind of natural beauty about her that just smoked her.
Yeah, Joanna Cameron,
Definitely cooler. Most of my friends, we thought the ISIS character was cooler. Her powers were cooler and stuff, too. But, man, she was like a 10. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, her powers are definitely cooler. There's no doubt about that.
Thank you, Sean.
She could fly. Wonder Woman needed a plane.
Sean says ISIS cooler than Wonder Woman.
Yeah. We're going to throw Xena the Princess Warrior in the mix, too?
Put
him on the pole?
No.
Woman's like 6'6".
No. And I got to agree 100% with Sean.
What?
ISIS way hotter than Wonder Woman.
Joanna Cameron is or the actress that plays.
Yes, Joanna Cameron.
I like Linda Carter in her prime.
Blows the doors off Linda Carter.
I think they're both beautiful in their own. They're different types of beauty. They're both unbelievable. But
One's better.
Let's go to Randy.
Yeah, that's a coin flip for me.
Randy in Fort Myers,
6-5 and pick 'em.
You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Hi, Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Jumping back to a little bit less of a perverse option, maybe Looney Tunes covered it, blowing each other up with dynamite. It was, I mean, nothing better. And, Chris, I like you on the show and everything, but Barney, I'm not sure I can listen anymore.
He just
mic dropped you.
I didn't even know how to work the VCR at the time.
You lost the remote.
You had no choice. I mean, back then. Your parents put it on for you.
Yes.
And that was, you didn't.
It was like forced upon me.
I never had to do Barney as a parent, and obviously too old to do it as a kid. So I thank goodness I lucked.
Teaches you a lot of good lessons.
Yeah.
Sharing.
Yeah.
Cleaning up.
Sitting quietly.
239. Scarlett Johansson beats him. I love Scarlett Johansson. But no, this is a different
all she can
era
do is ride a
about.
Motorcycle.
You can't, look,
no,
it's like baseball.
True.
You can't cross eras.
No, you can't.
It's a different time.
But the Linda Carter Wonder Woman, the show was so cheesy. It was so bad. But she was, they both stunned.
How have I never heard of Joanna Cameron before?
She didn't do much.
I never have either.
She didn't do much after, right? She was a director, I think. And the show was only on a couple of years in the mid-70s.
Too bad.
It lasted longer, but.
I skipped it. See, Pete was watching way more TV than me back then.
That was
just like now.
No, he's a superhero guy.
Yeah.
Super Friends, and then you would have Bugs Bunny, and then the Shazam. It was just Shazam. Then they made the Shazam ISIS Superpower Hour, whatever that was, like for a couple of years around 10 o'clock.
Hmm. Then you went out and played. All right. Jay Jaffe was supposed to be with us at the bottom of the hour. We were rescheduled for about a half hour later, about 4 o'clock, top of the hour. Just reached out to us. We'll talk some baseball with him. And still going to give away some tickets to the Red Sox preseason opener against Northeastern. That is tomorrow. in town, baby. So I'll give you 4 tickets to that in just a little bit as well. All right. That was quite the
sidebar
there. We got a Twin Peaks Twitter poll up too.
Yes, we do.
On Zion, topic we haven't covered yet is whether he should just not play again with millions of dollars at stake. He has nothing to gain by playing. There are a lot of people that were calling for him to just sit out the rest of the year because he had a close call last night.
108 votes so far. We just put it up. Should Zion sit the rest of the year? 58% say yes. 42% say no. So I think you had Isaiah Thomas, not your Isaiah Thomas, but Denver's Isaiah Thomas. He thinks he should sit.
Jay Williams,
Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a conversation to have. Like, I secretly wondered last night watching the game if he could have come back. And, you know, I know his parents and his family went into the locker room to check on him. And I was sitting in my couch wondering, are they making a business decision right now? Like, could he come out if he really, really wants to, or is he really, really, really hurt?
No, it's a fair point. It's a fair point. And there's arguments for both ways. The argument against it is, as for any other player, you're not going to get the development that you need, even as a top pick in the NBA draft, if that means anything. I don't know. That's the biggest problem now. Anyway, these kids, a lot of them, are not ready. I thought this morning, coming in on Levitard's show, that Van Gundy had some unbelievable numbers.
Oh, my gosh.
When you start talking about number one picks.
He had some great facts.
And how many have failed to
Van Gundy Nuggets
come close to lead
Big
their
nuggets
team.
Today.
It was like the teams that drafted the number one overall pick. What was it, like 4
Here's
for 30?
In the last 30 years, only seven number one picks have won a title, and only 4 have done it with the team that drafted them.
That's an amazing,
mind blowing.
So that's that's where you're at. Now you take a look at where Zion Williamson, say he goes to the Knicks. And by the way, now the percentage are going to increase this year but say Zion goes to the Knicks and they get KD. Instantaneously, you're talking 2 superstars.
Yeah, yeah.
Zion Williamson to me does. Although we thought the same thing before when KD came out with Odom.
Yeah.
That it was a flip of a coin, right? Both were going to be great. Turns out one was fairly injury prone, obviously.
I never thought Odom was going to be in there. I thought this guy's hurt all the time. I didn't have any faith in him whatsoever.
He didn't get hurt at Ohio State, did he?
No.
Yeah, he was starting to show signs. I think I remember him being hurt a little bit.
That team would have won the national championship had it not been for an all-time Billy Donovan Gator team.
Yeah. I thought he missed some games. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it all happened when he got to Portland.
Yeah, it happened right away when he got to Portland.
Yeah.
Right away.
But the thing with him is, when he got hurt, you weren't surprised because he looked 90 years old.
Yeah.
He really did.
But that was because of the
beard. Like, there's no way this kid is a 20-year-old college kid.
Can't help that.
He looked like he was.
If you, Craig Sheeman, and you, Chris, I know Chris would sit. What would you do, Craig? Chris would
sit. Yeah, I'd sit.
I think I'd sit.
In this day and age, it'd be unheard of.
It'd be like Bosa at Ohio State. I don't think there'd be any shame in it.
But I've got a problem with all these NBA guys tweeting at the NCAA as well.
Yeah.
Like, this is somehow the NCAA's fault that they have to go to college.
Right.
No, NBA players, go read your own CBA.
Yep. Yeah. That's it. That's why it's a stupid rule.
You put this in because you want veteran players to be in the league for longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, on the other hand, too.
And would $100,000 paying Zion $100,000 make it any better, any more tolerable? No, it wouldn't.
No.
Well, the whole thing's ridiculous. You can go and fight for this country at 18 years old, but you can't be going to the NBA.
Luka Doncic tweeting out that he should go play in Europe. You know how much the highest paid player in Europe got paid this year?
$250?
$4 million.
Oh, was that in the
$4 million. So let's say Zion goes over there and gets $2
million. Yeah.
You know how much DeAndre Ayton's making?
Yeah.
18.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's not. Yeah. It's just there's no way you're going to be able to pay a kid what the NBA pays. It can't happen.
Roses in Bedroom guy texting in on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Do you think the broken shoe last night cost Nike a deal with Williams? I think so. You guys think maybe Nike will spin this into a creative positive?
It's too early to tell you.
I think it's going to cost them the deal.
What if they pay him a whole lot more money and give him a super bionic shoe or something? I don't know.
What if all money's equal? I mean, other shoe companies are throwing a lot of money around. I mean, Steph Curry didn't, he's got a better deal elsewhere. It happens.
Hey, We all deserve a second chance.
Steph Curry chose Under Armour over Nike because Nike wouldn't guarantee him his own shoe.
Yeah.
It wasn't money that was the determining factor there. It was ego.
But by having your own shoe, you get more money.
That money, no, Paul George doesn't make money when a Paul George shoe is sold.
He doesn't?
Nike makes money off of Paul George's name, and they pay Paul George the flat rate.
Okay.
Now, Jordan, that's a different deal. Different deal. That guy runs the Jordan brand.
Right.
Tiger Birdie.
Yeah.
Boom!
It's always plus one. All right.
Five off.
Coming up, I still want to
even
get into some NFL chit-chat. Case Keenum unhappy with John Elway. We'll get into all that in just a moment. Plus, we'll continue to take your phone calls at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. And the 99.3 ESPN app. Also catch us on Facebook Live. It's the Monkees. Peter Tork, one of the four Monkees, died today at age 77. Pete and I were big fans. Or I was a fan of the show. You were not a fan of the show, but you liked the music.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond wrote a lot of the music.
I did not know that until you told me that.
So Davy Jones, he died a couple years ago,
yeah.
Right? So is Michael Nesmith still alive? Mickey Dolenz, are they still alive?
I believe so.
So we got two of the four Monkees are no longer with us. Breaking news. We were going to have Jay Jaffe on from Fangraphs, talk some baseball. We're going to move him by about a half hour. Join us at 4 o'clock. And in the 4 o'clock hour, got some tickets to give away for the Red Sox and Northeastern's game, preseason opener tomorrow. So we'll have that coming up. I finally figured it out. Michael Jordan and Nike, they sabotaged the Duke player's shoe. That's what happened last
Saboteur.
Time. Yeah, saboteur. Good word. Can you spell that? That's a good word. Yeah.
Excellent.
Didn't want a Duke player to have success with the Nike.
S-A-B-A-T-O-R?
Is it that simple?
It can't be. I am a terrible speller.
S-A-B-O. Sabo.
Sabo.
Sabo is, I believe, Dutch, as I remember. The word originated when they were trying to block water from breaking into a dam, I think, in the Netherlands. And they swung their sabot, which is a shoe in the Netherlands, hence the word sabotage, to try to, I don't know, keep the dam from busting or something like that.
There you go.
True story.
There you go. Very deep.
Doesn't sound true.
It sounds made up.
It's not made up.
All right, so in addition to Shoegate and Duke North Carolina and Junkgate in the locker room, because ESPN showed naked people in the locker room by accident live last night at North Carolina, your phone calls are welcome at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Go ahead.
Well, no, because just keeping in line with the Zion Williamson stuff for a second here, and sort of a parallel, I want to throw this out at you about Anthony Davis, because another person, should he sit or should he play? There are so many out there. I heard Van Gundy say, and I understand. Maybe if I owned the Pelicans, I'd probably feel differently. If I were Gail Benson, I'd probably say, you know what? Business-wise, going forward, he's not going to play.
I didn't like Van Gundy's comments on that, by the way, on that subject.
But
he was sympathetic to Davis.
Yes. But on the other hand, you're doing a disservice to the fans are paying a lot of money to see these superstars.
Right.
So where do you draw the line? Where does the NBA, like Adam Silver, where is he going to draw the line between the Pelicans making a very important business decision for their future because everybody knows he will not be there next year, or what about the fans? They're still paying to come, whether they're in New Orleans or on the road, to see a guy like this play.
All right. I'll ask you a couple questions. Is Anthony Davis under contract?
Yes.
Same conversation we had with AB yesterday. Mm-hmm. Steelers can't trade him. Guess what? Either play or sit. I mean, play or don't get paid.
Well, again, this may I'm saying it from an organizational standpoint. Not, I don't know if Anthony Davis personally wants to play or not. All I know is that Gail Benson is going to have a tough decision to make here, whether to keep allowing him to play or not for business reasons. Now, I don't know what Anthony Davis's feelings are on the matter. My guess is it's probably split.
Yeah, at this point, he just wants out of town. Right. Yeah. I think he's looking at 23 more games with the Pelicans and then get traded in the offseason.
Like we talked about before, the worst thing that can happen is that he plays half-assed and gets hurt.
Yeah.
Because that's the worst thing you do in professional sports is not when you don't go all out is when you get hurt.
Here's the difference. Again, because he's under contract for millions of dollars, and this is why I got mad with the San Antonio Spurs last year and Kawhi Leonard. Look, these guys are being paid millions of dollars. I expect them to play. I don't want to give them millions of dollars to not play. Zion Williamson's a different deal. If he said tomorrow, I think it'd be in my best interest if I didn't play. I'm sorry. I'm letting the fans down at Duke. I know March Madness is a big deal around here. I would let him off the hook. I would not rip him for that. It's the same decision that the Bosa kid made at Ohio State in football season. I got to be consistent there. Mm-hmm. But because Davis is a paid professional and will still be getting paid whether he plays or not, I want his ass on the court. Make him play. That's what I would say.
But if you owned the team, how would you feel?
I especially want him to play. What the hell am I paying him? What's the balance of his contract?
Because the future of the team is not going to be with him, and you are jeopardizing a possible monster deal with the Celtics.
Am I?
Yes.
I think I could trade him no matter what.
Oh, well, oh God, yeah. But I'm saying you want the best deal for your franchise. You're going to get that from the Celtics.
I make him play. I got people that paid for season tickets, not many of them.
But so you have a conscience.
No, I want them to play. I want them to play. Besides, he's sucking right now. He's scoring 3 points a game.
I know.
That'll put me in tank mode without looking like I'm going in tank mode,
I know,
right?
But that's the thing, though. Do you want him out there sort of in half tank mode and maybe risk getting hurt as opposed to keeping him on the bench in order to make a gigantic deal, which they will one way or the other come July?
I think because of who he is, I think even if he were to get hurt, you could still trade him
in a monster deal. I mean, he's a top five player. We all agree. He's in the top five.
I think whoever gets him would be patient through the injury.
Would this apply to LeBron James? If LeBron was in the same position or Steph Curry, say. I mean, would we apply the same sort of logic here?
Well,
if they were in that same position, knowing they were going to get – they're on a team that's not going anywhere, but making that assumption that these guys say they were – would you feel the same way?
Well,
would Adam Silver feel the same way?
We all knew that LeBron was leaving Cleveland. He just didn't announce it like Anthony Davis did. And yet he still played and tried to get his team to the finals.
Is he a top five player?
LeBron?
Anthony Davis.
I think he is.
I think so.
I think he's a top five player.
Okay.
All right. LeBron, when healthy, Kevin Durant, is Luka Doncic in the top five?
No.
Okay. Everybody's raving about him.
Steph Curry.
Steph?
I think so.
Do you go a guy like
Greek
Kawhi?
Greek freak.
Do you go Antetokounmpo?
Yeah. Antetokounmpo before Kawhi.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm putting Anthony Davis
in. All right.
Top six or seven. Yeah,
he's about there.
I was just thinking about it.
That's fine?
No, it's fine.
I'm not going to bust your chops on that. That's a good question. It's what we do here.
But it's just a question of, what would you do, Griff? You were the Pelicans owner. What would you do?
Trade him to the Heat?
Well, okay, now come back to reality.
Trade him to the Heat.
I would have traded him to the Lakers three weeks ago.
You would have taken that deal.
If you don't play him, your concessions are going down the toilet because no one's going to go.
I don't care about concessions.
Well, you got
I care about my local TV deal.
But you care well that
because you're getting
the thing.
You're getting that check no matter what.
Right.
Major League Baseball.
You don't matter when you're sitting in the stands. You don't.
Right.
It's such a small amount of revenue that you bring to that team. Like, it's peanuts. I
think Adam Silver will have a hard time with it if he sits. But I understand from the Pelicans' view because you know he's not going to be there next year. You're more than likely going to get a monster deal, most likely from the Celtics. If not, you revisit the Laker thing all over again. But we all know where the better deal is going to come from. And do you risk that? Do you risk that? Of course, we could do this all day.
I do, because as of today, February 21st, 2019, I own his rights. He has a contract with me. Get your rear end on that floor and play.
I think sports is headed down a dangerous road here, professional sports. And to a degree, college.
Okay, but that's interesting because players are trying to take control of their lives.
Yes.
It's dangerous.
And that's why they
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just pointing it out.
And that's another reason why the NCAA eventually, you're going to pay these guys in basketball and football especially. And in other sports, too. But basically, basketball and football, we'll keep it there.
Yeah. Although, never really answered the question.
Which one was that?
What would I do if I were Danny Ferry?
Yeah,
he's the interim GM.
And
Gail
Benson's the owner, so you think she's going to have a say, too. But Danny Ferry's exploring the option already. We know that, of sitting him the rest of the year.
I see both sides of it, to be honest. I see both sides. If you put him out there and he keeps half-assing it, putting up single-digit points, and gets hurt.
Exactly.
Now I'm hurting my franchise.
That's it. That's what I'm...
But there's the whole integrity of the game and all
the commissioner, how much heat are you going to get from him?
All of that nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a tough spot. I mean, I think it's good for the league if he's out there playing. But as we just all agreed on, if he's going just half speed, he's probably going to get hurt.
Right? That's
I don't know. I mean, you would think NBA players only have one mode. I mean, only one. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's a tough call. But I don't think Adam Silver will be very happy if he's not playing.
Wait a minute. Players only have one mode? How's that possible?
You would think
LeBron James just said, we got our final 24 games. It's time to step up the intensity for the playoff push, which drove me nuts. You should play the same intensity as game one as you do game 82, for gosh sakes.
Now we know that's not the case, though. Depends on three games of four nights and that type of thing and yada, yada.
But the efforts. Look, I don't mind a guy having a tough night because it's three games in four nights, but at least give me the effort.
If only Duke followed that philosophy last night.
Oh, jeez.
I'd want him to play.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
I think I would want him. If I'm Gail Benson, I want him. Look, we're going to give in to your trade demand. This is your last year in New Orleans. If
you play.
You play.
Yeah.
If not, I own your rights for another year.
Yeah.
And we can and you can kiss your age 27 season goodbye.
Take that.
Your call, AD.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, more and more, the AD, Antonio Brown, is and with Antonio Brown, too, very similar. Steelers not budging either. So I think it's interesting. What if Gail Benson's going to call Art Rooney?
How do you handle a prima donna superstar?
Yeah.
AB for AD? Straight up?
Straight up? Not bad. Not bad. We do have some NBA audio, Chris. Do we have the LeBron James comment where it's playoff mode now? Let's take a listen to some of this and see if we can read in between the lines.
They get to lose to the Rockets tonight.
Yes, they do.
My level of intensity has to be, unfortunately for me, because I don't like to do it at such an early time. I'm a little bit different.
What?
But it's been activated, so look forward to seeing what we can do.
It's been activated.
It's early for me to start trying?
It's been activated.
Trying hard.
What the hell does that mean?
Oh. Did anybody follow up with a tough question? No.
That is so aggravating. I mean, that just fits into the stereotype
fake
of the
soft Laker media.
Prima donna
follow
professional basketball player.
Follow that up. What does that mean?
Playoff mode, Pete.
Got to start now. I'm used to not starting this early.
Zero dark 23.
What is that?
Meanwhile, it's playoff mode. It's not zero dark 30, zero dark 23. He's dark. No social media. Mm. He reads books.
Oh. Does he always stop the social media March?
Yeah, and stops watching TV, reads books like The Art of War and Mockingjay.
Mockingjay.
Real hard-hitting stuff.
Heavy hitting.
Art of War.
I want to hear this as well.
Lord of the Flies?
all about
taking out your competition. Lord of the Flies, underrated book.
Creepy book.
Very.
Creepier movie.
They made a movie?
Yeah.
When?
Oh, a while ago.
About the time I needed to read the book for
Leo DiCaprio in
English class.
Was Leo DiCaprio in that? I think he might have been.
Yeah.
Flies movie.
Hold on.
Hold on. Google this.
Hold on.
Yes, they did. It did make it. I don't think it did very well, but I think there were some stars you might know in it, if I remember correctly. I never saw the movie. I read the book way back.
Lord of the Flies movie. Oh, 1990.
Yeah, it was a while ago. But who's in it, though? Look who's in it.
Oh, hold on.
This is riveting radio at its finest.
Getty.
Who? You can't pronounce it? Somebody will text.
Nobody.
It. Nobody's in it.
Bob Peck.
Somebody was in it.
James Badge Dale.
Bunch of losers. No wonder Chris doesn't know anything about this.
Chris Firth?
Not Colin Firth.
Paul.
Belthar Getty was Ralph. Chris Firth was Jake Meridew. Daniel Papoli. James Badge Dale. Bob Peck, Marine Officer. I don't think it did very well. Let's see how much it grossed.
Hold on. 239 says there are two movies, Lord of the Flies. You got to go back to the classic.
I know there's a classic one, but I'm talking about the one that came out in 1990.
Oh. Nobody was in it.
It got a 6.4 out of 10.
It's not very good.
I don't think it did very well.
All right. While you all do your research, we'll take a little break. We'll come back.
Oh, it also came out in 63.
Yeah.
That was probably when you had to read up for your middle school exam,
right? I wasn't
born
yet in 63.
It only grossed almost $13.4 million.
Better book.
$14 million. $14
million. One of the few times I've read the book, not seen the movie.
You were duped. Could have taken the easy way out.
How about this?
Sixth grade, you haven't learned
yet. At approximately 86 minutes, the film has the same running time with the first film adaptation produced in 1963.
All right, with this minutia, don't forget, later on, we've got baseball tickets for the Red Sox giveaway. Tiger is putting right now out in Mexico. Let's hang with this for a moment. From 5 feet, it pins it in.
Got it.
Tiger under par.
Another birdie.
It's only
three birds in a row.
It's only six back of Rory McIlroy, who's just on a tear.
Start out with a double bogey. That's not going to help.
Such a back of few.
More Tiger updates. We still have to get into Case Keenum's whining, and Jay Jappy will be with us to talk some baseball. Stay with us. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
They have their fingers on the pulse of the sports world. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Yeah, exactly.
On 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings.
Sheeman and Shepherd.
The six o'clock.
David Jones.
Would never.
Monkees.
Davy Jones is dead. Now Peter Tork is dead today, age 77. This is 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Coming up at the top of the hour, Jay Jappy will join us. We'll talk some baseball with him. Still talking a lot about Duke, North Carolina, Shoegate, the Nike shoe that blew out, the injury to Zion Williamson, the naked shots in the locker room on live ESPN last night. I mean, it's all on the table. One quick thing I wanted to mention from yesterday that I didn't get to that I wanted to. I know, Pete, you'll appreciate this. Mm-hmm. Chris, maybe not so much. One of our favorite episodes, of course, of Seinfeld was when David Putty, played by Patrick Warburton, paints his face, goes to a Devils game.
Yep.
And it became an iconic episode.
Gotta support the team.
So earlier this week, he showed up at a Devils-Penguins game. I think it was Tuesday night. It was 90s night out there. And he was like he did the celebrity puck drop and had his face painted and took his shirt off and had the letter D like he did in the TV show. Still in good shape. He did fall down getting off the ice and saw a little butt crack. It was not a
plumber's crack.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It happens to everyone.
What?
Plumber's crack.
Here's nice one. My wife had the pleasure of spending a big chunk of the day with him one day when she was at Mass General. She headed up pediatric cancer research there. He came in to visit the kids all day.
Yeah.
And was just, she said he was fantastic. So she's got pictures with him. She loves him.
That's cool.
Loves him. More than she loves me.
Wow. Well.
By the way.
I think I've watched a hockey game 5 nights in a row now.
Should.
Really?
Put on Red Wings Blackhawks last night.
Tampa Bruins on a collision course. It's coming. Bruins have won 7 in a row, and they've had a couple players out. Some of their star players, unlike Duke, they overcome, adjust, and adapt and win.
Making a trade as well?
Yeah. And he's a local kid from Massachusetts, Coyle, from Weymouth, Mass. But I'm a little torn with that trade.
Ryan Donato, you're right? Yeah.
When did you watch a Red Wings game last night?
Last night?
With the doubleheader college basketball.
NBCSN. I thought Tirico was really good on the call.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is that his first hockey
game? Apparently it was. He fooled me, though.
Really?
Versatile.
Wow. Well, when did you watch? Did you watch that instead of Syracuse and Louisville or what?
Oh, it was a blowout.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. All right.
But it was a blowout in the second half.
I pictured you as a guy, a college basketball guy. I could sit down and watch any college basketball game at any time.
But you know what? I've been trying to get into hockey a little bit more, and it just so happens the games that I've been watching have been like high scoring games.
There's nothing more exciting in sports than the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I want to be prepared when the Stanley Cup playoffs start this year.
It's going to be great.
It's the Stanley Cup final.
It's the Stanley Cup playoffs.
See, my bad.
Hockey snob.
I was born in Hockey Town, dude.
Born in original.
It is what I say it is.
You don't like hockey.
How does that happen?
By the way, Blades, losers last night.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
Yeah. That's too bad. Mm. No, I'm like Chris said, he's trying to watch more. I've tried to. I just can't. I watched the Stanley Cup. I'll watch the conference finals. The intensity steps up a notch. It catches my attention.
The first round is phenomenal.
Yeah. I got to make choices, Pete. Am I going to watch basketball? And by the way, I don't typically.
Yeah.
I'm a huge NBA fan, but I don't particularly care for the first round of the playoffs.
So you got to be more versatile, Craig.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You really do. I mean, you got Pete who can watch picture and picture. Any TV show on Netflix or Hulu.
Yeah.
I bring everybody their Bachelor information that they need to have on a weekly basis.
I'm going to have to watch it on top of watching sports.
Yeah, I'm bringing nothing to the show.
And by the way, two things. One, that series on Netflix, I finished it 10. They're going to win every Emmy next year, so you can. They're going to sweep the board. That show was amazing, incredible. There will be a season two, and True Detective on HBO, fantastic.
Watching Jordan Spieth hit. By the way, his caddy's dad died, so Jordan's dad,
Michael Kreller, yeah.
So Spieth's dad is actually caddying in this tournament. All right, more on that. We'll talk Case Keenum and Jay Jaffe talking baseball plus Red Sox tickets to give away next hour.